Good evening, and welcome to our call of Our New Earth. My name is Joanne. I'm your Director of Marketing. And with us, we have our founder, Tom. And we have a guest speaker this evening. And that guest speaker is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And I would like to tell you all about Dr. Sherry. Tom, are we ready?
Well, we are. I don't know if we can tell all about her. We won't have enough time, but let's get some highlights.
Okay. Dr. Sherry J. Tenpenny is an osteopathic medical doctor. She is board certified in three medical specialties. From 1986 to 1998, she was a full-time emergency medicine physician and the director of the emergency department in Findlay, Ohio. In 1996, she opened a center for integrative medicine, now located in Middleburg Heights. Patients have come from nearly all 50 states and 14 countries to get well using a combination of conventional and holistic therapies. Beyond her recognition in the field of integrative medicine, she is most knowledgeable and outspoken on the negative impact vaccines can have on health. Dr. Tenpenny has invested more than 18,000 hours and counting, documenting the problems with vaccines. She is the author of several books and a contributing author for several more, including The Textbook of Food and Nutrients in Disease Management, and that's from Johns Hopkins University Press. Her articles about vaccine hazards translated into more than 10 languages to date. In addition to being a guest on hundreds of radio and national television programs, including Dr. Oz's show, Dr. Tenpenny is the medical consultant for Parker Hannifin, a Fortune 200 company with 60,000 employees in 48 countries. Wow, is she busy. She's helping to develop health-conscious and holistic programs for the company's locations in the U.S. and around the world. She's the medical correspondent for WHD-TV with a daily health segment called Common Solutions for Common Health Problems. She is so busy, and we are so pleased to have her on OurNewEarth.net. So welcome to everyone who has called in this evening. And our guest, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Hello there.
Well, hello there. Boy, it's always interesting to listen to your bio. You go, I did all that? Really? It's really interesting. So thank you for taking the time to do that.
Well,
yes,
Sherry,
we're so happy.
Yeah, tell us a little about what you've discovered over those many years. I understand you've got about 6,000 documents to back up what you're talking about in many years. Of research. So what have you discovered? What is this villain vaccine all about?
Well, for those that don't know of the work that I've done over all of these many years since September of 2000, I'll just add just a little bit to what Joanne said. One is that I come from three generations of chiropractors. My grandfather, my father, three uncles, and two cousins were chiropractors, so I was not vaccinated as a child. Neither were any of my cousins, and now that they're all grown up, none of their kids or their grandkids are vaccinated because we all grew up understanding that health is an inside-out phenomenon, and it does, and nothing good can come through that needle. And so I grew up with that, and it was always a thought that I had. And even when I was in the emergency department, I really would not do some of the things that were required of me. For example, if a child would come in and was sick and had a fever and an ear infection and was behind on their vaccines, many times the nurses would say, well, now that we have them, should we just vaccinate them? It's a whole concept that the CDC puts out, the Centers for Disease Control puts out called CAPTCHR, assuming that they will never come back, and so while we have them, we better jab them with everything that we got just in case we don't get a second opportunity. But I never did that. It never made sense to me to want to inject anything into an immune system that was already on fire with an infection and trying to do the best it could. So all those years that I was in the ER, I didn't know much about vaccines, but I knew that they couldn't possibly be anything that they told us that they were good. For another example is that every year when the flu shot would come out, all of my partners in the ER, all of the doctors would run right down the hall to get a flu shot, and I never did, never got one ever in my entire life. And even though I was working in the ER for full time for 12 years and around all kinds of sick people that were hacking and coughing and all sorts of other illnesses, my partners would be sick all winter long with runny noses and coughing. I never once got sick, ever, in all the years of being exposed to all of those bugs. So you can't hardly think of a place that has more bugs flying around than an emergency room from a level 2 trauma center and people coming in from the country and the cities and all over the place. And yet I had an intact immune system from the time I was a child, grew up on chiropractic and Shaklee vitamins, and was never invaded by any sort of vaccines. And so I could be in there literally swimming in viruses and bacteria and never once get sick. So I never really gave it much of a thought until after I'd moved to Cleveland in 1996 and I started my integrative medicine practice, because I felt that there was so much more to getting people truly well rather than just managing their disease, because being symptom-free in the presence of pharmaceutical drugs is not health. It means you're being managed or maintained by some sort of plastic molecule, probably made from some sort of a petroleum product, and that's not health. And so I felt like it was really important to get upstream and to say, what can we do to get people to the place where either they get off their drugs or we keep them healthy that they never have to get on these drugs in the first place? So I moved to Cleveland in 1996 and started my integrative practice. And then in September of 2000, I received a brochure in the mail from the National Vaccine Information Center that they were holding a conference in Washington, D.C. And for some reason, I really couldn't seem to bring myself to throw that brochure away. Oh, it sat on my kitchen countertop for months. And so finally, I decided that, well, perhaps there was something important something or somebody important I was supposed to meet, and so I better get down to that meeting, which I did. And I was absolutely mesmerized by 4 days of listening to MDs and PhDs and moms and researchers all talk about the problems associated with vaccines. But when I came home, I thought, where do you even start with this? And I thought, well, if I was a lawyer and I wanted to research something about the law, I suppose the best place to start would be with Supreme Court cases. So I might as well start at the top of the heap with vaccines and start the investigation with reading papers that are from the Centers for Disease Control, who are the top of the heap in terms of vaccines and vaccine promotion. And when I read the first paper, which was the General Recommendations of Vaccination, the 1998 version of that, because they come out with a revised version about every 2 or 3 years now, I read that and was just like, you can't be serious. There's an $8 billion a year industry here that is now founded off of this poorly written paper with crappy science, and it just didn't really seem to make sense. So that started my odyssey of, I would read a paper, and then I would go to the references at the end of the paper, and there might be 20 or 30 of them, and I would pull those papers, the ones that looked interesting, and I would read those. Then I would pull those references and read those. And so over time, the picture became clear that vaccines were not safe, they were not effective, they really do not protect us, and they definitely cause harm. So by just reading the government documents, the published medical literature that was in JAMA and Vaccine and the New England Journal of Medicine and the Pediatric Infectious Disease Journal and many other public health journals and lots of other public mainstream medical journals, just by reading that, I was able to blow holes in the argument that vaccines are safe. They're not. Safety studies last anywhere from 4 hours to 2 weeks. And if you develop a reaction somewhere past their defined period of safety, then it couldn't have been the vaccine. It was something else that caused the problem. So vaccines are really not safe, never have been proven to be safe. When they do vaccine clinical trials, they do the tests on people and children who are healthy and have no medical problems. But as soon as they're approved, they're given to everyone, including people who are chronically sick, have lots of health problems and are on many, many medications. So the true experiment with vaccines actually starts after it's approved. So they're not safe. They're really not effective. And the word effective from science means it does something for which it is intended. So scientifically, vaccines, they are effective because if I inject something into my body or into your body and an antibody develops, well, that was the intended cause. And so the research paper can say the vaccine was effective, meaning it caused an antibody. But herein lies the problem, that just because you have an antibody, it doesn't keep you from getting sick. And there are many, many case reports in the medical literature of people, children and adults, that have very high antibody titers in their bloodstream, and they contract the illness for which they've been vaccinated anyways. And that can be anything from the flu to mumps to measles to chickenpox to pertussis to, yes, to even tetanus. There are case reports of people who have very high tetanus antibodies and contracted full-blown tetanus. So what does that mean? That antibody was just a marker of contamination. It had nothing to do with being able to protect you. So vaccines really aren't safe. They are scientifically effective. They do cause an antibody, but they are not effective in the way that we consider effective, meaning that they keep us from getting sick. So vaccines are not protective. And as I've already said, you can get the shot and you can still contract the disease. In fact, all of the last several months, all of this big hoopla and hullabaloo on the news and the radio and in print about, oh, this horrific outbreak of measles. I mean, what were there, like 20 cases? Or like 300 cases of deadly mumps. Oh, my gosh. We have to, it's just horrible about mumps. And I'm being tongue-in-cheek, very facetious, of course, because neither one of those are particularly deadly or even that serious of infections, and particularly not in these days. But because we have a vaccine for those, the media gets hold of it, the pharmaceutical industry puts their lead foot on the accelerator, and we create mass hysteria to try to force people into going and getting additional vaccines. Retrospectively, after these little outbreaks of measles or mumps or pertussis are all evaluated retrospectively, what is found is found 100% of the time. And I go out, I will say 100% of the time, and it gets published in the literature way after the fact, that of these people who contracted these illnesses, more than 80, sometimes 90%, sometimes more, of those that got measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, pertussis, they'd all been completely vaccinated. And many of them had had two vaccines, and they contracted the illness anyways. But what does the media do and the pharmaceutical industry and the government do? They blame it on the unvaccinated. They say it's those dirty little unvaccinated kids that cause these outbreaks. To which I've always said that's really an odd position to put people in, because if vaccines work, well, then they should work all of the time. And sometimes you hear things like, well, my kids are vaccinated and your kids are unvaccinated. I'm not going to let my kids play with your unvaccinated children. And I always sort of laugh and roll my eyes and say, well, if you vaccinated your kids and you believe they work and they're supposed to keep you from getting sick, who would you care who you played with? Just like me being in the emergency room all of those years, never getting a flu shot, never getting sick. But my partners in the ER, my other doctors who had gotten the flu shot, were sick all winter long. So we have a big sort of a scammy thing. And one of the things I have on the end of one of my email addresses, and I have multiple ones for different reasons, but the tagline on one of my emails, it says, vaccination, a 200-year mistake. And now we have multi-generational propagation of a myth that we have convinced people through mass media that vaccines are safe, effective, protective, which I think I've blown holes in all of those arguments. And the fourth one is that they are harmless, that vaccines, if there's any sort of a reaction at all, it's one in a million, it's very rare, it doesn't happen very often. And all of these parents who don't vaccinate their kids, they are getting their information from conspiratology.com and off of the internet, and they're Googling stuff, and they're getting bad information because vaccines don't cause problems. And, of course, they don't cause autism, except for the fact that there are multiple papers out there that show there is an association with autism. There's definitely a side effect of encephalopathy, which is brain inflammation, which is what autism is. And encephalopathy is listed on many of the package inserts as a potential side effect. And the U.S. court, which is called the Vaccine Court, which is a rather kangaroo court, that's been set up by the government to make it look like we're trying to compensate injured persons, when in fact it's just a kangaroo court, and less than one in four people who have had a vaccine injury actually get compensated when they file a claim. They actually have adjudicated cases with autism and then sealed the court documents. But under FOIA requests by several different attorneys, they were to get hold of at least 12 cases, at least 12, where the child in question has severe autism, and the court ruled in the favor of the parents that, yes, indeed, the autism developed subsequent to being vaccinated by one or more of the vaccines. So we have this myth that vaccines are safe, effective, protective, and harmless, and, in fact, are none of those. They're not safe. They're not effective. They don't keep you from getting sick, and they definitely do cause harm. And I can stand on that with solidly, with both feet, very boldly, as a board-certified medical doctor, board-certified in three different medical specialties, emergency medicine, osteopathic manual medicine, which is kind of like chiropractic, only a little different, and also I'm board-certified by the American Association of Integrative and Holistic Medicine, because I've been doing integrative medicine now actually longer than I was an ER doc, which is always kind of interesting to me. So I can stand here very calmly and with 100% certainty say that children should never be vaccinated. I hope that sometime in my lifetime, and perhaps with the work that I'm doing with Tom and some of the work that I'm going to be helping with the club and with the new website and what we're doing, that we will be able to get parents and grandparents and cousins, and hopefully somewhere down the road doctors will open up their stupid brains and start to read that, and we will get people to be much more concerned and afraid of what's coming through the needle and what can leave you with potentially a lifetime of devastating consequences and bad health, and be so much more afraid of a vaccine than we would ever be afraid of a fever, a cough, vomiting, diarrhea, and a rash, which is what most of those quote-unquote vaccine-preventable diseases are, a fever, a cough, a rash, vomiting, and diarrhea. And the ones that are perhaps a bit more serious, like meningitis, they're really quite rare. They've become more prevalent because of all the vaccines we're giving and weakening the immune system, and even the CDC has documents about that. So there's so much that we can do in terms of keeping our health with homeopathy and nutrition and diet and lifestyle and sleep, getting adequate sleep, going to bed on time, and getting 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night. All children, even up into their teenage years, need to get lots of sleep. Taking adequate vitamin D. Vitamin D, almost every week now, there are more and more articles coming out about the giving accolades to having high levels of vitamin D. And even children under 2 years of age can take 1,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, sometimes more. Particularly African-American children need a little bit more, and African-American adults need more because they really don't go out into the sunshine and get as much vitamin D made from their skin. Most of my patients, I have them on somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day all year long. We get a vitamin D blood test to monitor that. We usually do it at least once, sometimes twice a year. And if you get your vitamin D tested by your doctor, please ask them what the level is, because that number should be somewhere between 80 and 100 in order to protect you from cancer, particularly breast, colon, and prostate cancer, to keep your immune system healthy, to do very good things for your bones. I mean, the list is extremely long of all the good benefits of vitamin D. And many times when you get a lab test back, the normal range on that test is 30 to 100. And if you don't ask what your number is and your number is 31, your doctor may call you and say, yes, your vitamin D level is normal because it's in their normal range. But what you really need to know is that number, and you need to take enough vitamin D to get it into a therapeutic range of somewhere between 80 and 100. So there was one other thing that came up in the last couple of weeks about all of this mass media hysteria, and it was this whole thing that now suddenly we are going to decide to go back and revaccinate everyone for the polio vaccine. I think a lot of people on this call are probably a little bit older and perhaps remember the 1950s and all of the hysteria that came out about polio. Now, that's not to say that some paralysis didn't happen, and I don't want anybody getting on the phone when we open up the questions and say, well, I knew somebody that had polio, or I did, or my uncle did, or something. Yes, there were cases of polio. However, if you dig deep enough, many of the deeper articles will say that what set people up to get paralysis from this little virus that is really nothing more than a stomach virus is exposure to chemicals, and we think we have a strong suspicion that it was exposure to DDT. And that when people had DDT exposures, that they were more susceptible to viruses and more susceptible to neurological complications. So now we have a couple of cases of polio that have showed up in Pakistan. Now, Pakistan is one of the last remaining countries on the planet that still does have reportable cases of polio. And why is that? It's because the World Health Organization goes at least 3 times a year and gives all of these children doses of the oral polio vaccine, those little drops on the sugar cube or the little drops underneath the tongue. And when they do that, that live virus passes through the gastrointestinal tract, goes out into the water, into the sewage system, and can go downstream, and someone downstream from that can get exposed. And they have a poor nutritional status and have a lot of chemicals that they are exposed to in Pakistan. They develop paralysis. And then the World Health Organization is like, you know, girls going wild, and they just have to run in and vaccinate everybody because we've got 2 or 3 or 5 cases. In fact, this latest outbreak of polio, that they say this is epidemic that we're now having of polio, is 68 cases, and of those, 59 were in Pakistan. Well, the last cases of polio in the Western Hemisphere was in 1991, and of wild polio, and there were a few more cases of polio that were diagnosed in 1994, and they said it was because it came from the vaccine, from this oral polio vaccine that is live viruses that are deposited directly into people's stomachs. So we've got 68 cases in the world in the global planet population of, what, 7.2 billion people, but now we have this mass hysteria because there's 68 cases of it, and 59 of them are in Pakistan. And there was an article in Natural News that just really put this into perspective for me. It's a great graphic. It says the number of Americans harmed or killed each year by trampolines is 98,000, by Tylenol overdoses is 80,000, in car accidents is 25,000, drowning in swimming pools is just under 4,000. But yet, 68 cases of polio, most of which are on the other side of the world from us, we are trying to create some sort of mass hysteria to get everyone to run out and get another dose of polio vaccine, which, by the way, is loaded with formaldehyde. The vaccine is made from culturing it in monkey kidney cells, so there are stray monkey kidney viruses that can potentially end up in the vaccine and cause cancer. So So to me, we know, in my opinion, it's like the vaccine industry and the pharmaceutical in specific and the pharmaceutical industry in total is like a big old dying dinosaur. I actually even wrote an article posted this a while back. It's like if you watch like the one of those movies like Godzilla and you see the alien or the big dinosaur, all, you know, it's been stabbed and shot and all these things, and it's like dying and it's like rolling around in the ground and thumping around and thumping its tail all over the place, creating all sorts of havoc and damage and fear and all these things as it's dying until it finally has its one final last thud on the ground, and then it's over. I feel like a lot of what's happening in the vaccine industry and in the pharmaceutical industry and maybe even in the banking industry and some of these other long-standing institutions that are starting to crumble, it's like that thumping around, flopping around big dinosaur that is causing a lot of destruction as it's dying. And it's like people that are, you know, sometimes when you watch, you know, television shows of guns and cops and robbers, and they're backed into the wall, and they've got submachine guns, and they're trying to back out of the door as fast as they can, but they're spraying bullets everywhere with their submachine guns on their way out. Well, to me, we know that eventually this vaccination stuff is going to go away. It has to. It is manipulating human DNA. It's causing death and destruction. It's causing, we're, in my opinion, about two generations away, maybe only one generation away, of having such contaminated DNA by all these chemicals and viruses and things that are being injected into these children that we won't have any healthy children left. Thank God there's millions and millions and millions of unvaccinated kids out there now. And so as they're going out, they're causing all of this hysteria to get one last shot, pun intended, of getting these people vaccinated with measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, polio, the shingles vaccine, Prevnar, even the anthrax. There's even a study recently that was coming out of thinking about giving children, for which they have no research on this, but giving children the Gardasil vaccine at birth. They're talking about the anthrax vaccine in toddlers. Anything to inject these children to make them sick. And thankfully, I think that we've got them on the ropes, and it won't be long until we take them out. So that's sort of like my overview. That just kind of gives you where I've come from and what I really believe is true. I have a full-time researcher that's worked for me for the last 2 years. We've actually pulled more than 6,000 articles out of the conventional medical literature and put it in the Vaccine Research Library, which is a subscription site. It's vaccineresearchlibrary.com, where you can go and pull out all those articles and read them for yourself. And so I'm hopeful that it's a dying industry. When I started this back in 2000, there was just a handful of us that were spreading the word. And now some of those seeds have sprouted and have grown trees and are bearing fruit. And they are now spreading the word. Some of the fruit is spreading words. And somebody told me not too long ago that there's more than 240 anti-vaccine Facebook pages now. And as recently as 4 years ago, there were like about 30. And I really don't like the term anti-vaccine. I think it polarizes. I think what we are is pro-truth, pro-health. And we really are, if you really are focusing on health, injecting chemicals and foreign matter into your body does nothing to keep you healthy. So that's what I have to say, Tom.
And very well said. Thank you. Wow. I think you've stirred our audience here very well. Let's find out if we have any questions for Sherry. We're going to get into some other meaty matters here as well as a follow-up, but let's go ahead and ask Sherry, the expert here. If you have a question, star one. And Joanne, do you have anything you'd like to quiz Sherry on?
I have to say thank you so much for the statistics that you gave regarding trampolines and car accidents, and that really puts it right in the perspective of what people need to understand. It's amazing.
It really does. I mean, I think, you know, when parents, when you decide to have children, you sign up for some risk. I mean, when the baby's born, they don't have a how-to manual stapled to their butt, you know, when they land on the planet. Wouldn't that be nice? And so, you know, because each one of them are different, it'd be really nice if when they came through that birth canal that they had, you know, a specific manual just stapled right to their bottom. And so we sort of sign up for some risk. And as parents, we want to keep our children safe and healthy and happy and love them and protect them. And so what we try to do is mitigate risk. And if you think about those numbers in perspective, you know, are we going to stop bathing our children because 4,000 kids a year die in bathtubs? I don't think so. You know, are we going to never get in a car again because 25,000 people die a year in a car accident? I don't think so. So why are we so hysterical about these illnesses that the vast majority of them come and go, leave you with a lifetime of immunity, because if they were all so horribly deadly, there wouldn't be anybody hanging around over the age of 50, because we all had those things when we were kids.
And we have
very good point.
We have a hand up here, Joanne.
Hi, your first name, please.
Amira.
Hello, Amira.
I have two questions. I'm listening to the doctor's great information, and she mentioned vitamin D. What would be a good source or company to get vitamin D if you were on the Internet?
Well, most of the vitamin D is made by the same manufacturer. It's all about the fillers that you get. We sell vitamin D on our website if you're interested in supporting what we do. That's at, you know, through drtenpenny.com, and you can go to the store. And we have it in 1,000, 5,000 capsules and also in liquid drops for children. So we get ours, we source ours from Orthomolecular. And Orthomolecular is one of the companies that only sells to doctors and licensed healthcare practitioners. So it's really just, and we only sell supplements from companies that I've actually been to their factories, and I know their manufacturing processes, and I know how they work. And so I can only really support those particular supplements. Now, you can get them from Polymercola or from Natural News or places like that. So that's a pretty easy supplement that doesn't have a lot of worries in terms of where you're going to get it from.
Great. The second question, those who have had those vaccinations, what could they do now to try to, you can't reverse the damage, or what can they do now?
Well, that's a good question, and it's something that comes up all of the time, because, and why I work so hard to try to get people to not vaccinate, because it's really, really hard. I mean, first of all, you physically can't unvaccinate. I mean, once you do it, you do it. And many of those things get incorporated into the DNA and into your cellular mitochondria, and it becomes very complicated to try to detox that. So I think that overall the best thing that you can do is to just, it's sort of like this. Let me give you this analogy. Sometimes when patients come to me and they have a very complicated illness, and let's say it's something like MS, and their MS is really far advanced. And, yes, I don't even want to get into all of it with people about are there things you can do. Yes, there are. But let's just say for the sake of discussion that treating that MS is really hard or something you really can't do. Or maybe let's say there's a genetic disease. If somebody's got a genetic disease, there's not a lot I can do about that genetic disease. But if I hold my fists up in the air and I say that genetic disease is represented by my fist, and I take my other hand and wipe my fist with it and everything around it to clean it up, I may not be able to do much with what's in that inside of my fist, but I can clean up the rest of the environment. So I think the best thing people can do is clean up your diet, get rid of, you know, all the fast food stuff, just clean it up.
You know, I like what the American Academy of Lifestyle Medicine says, where they say, eat real food. Real food. Not stuff out of a box, not something synthetic. Eat real food. Mostly fruits and vegetables. Mostly fruits and vegetables. I'm not a big proponent of vegan diet. That's just my thing for a lot of reasons. But mostly fruits and vegetables. And don't eat too much. Keep the portion small. And if you do that and you take vitamin D and vitamin C and lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, which has all your antioxidants in it and all of the nutrients that you try to get a really good quality multivitamin, because it's hard to get all of your nutrients and nutrition out of the soils these days because they're depleted. They have genetically modified junk on them, and they've got chemtrails that have dumped stuff on our land out of the air. So I'm a big proponent of a good quality multivitamin, which excludes Centrum and Centrum Silver and any one a day. And if anybody out there is listening to those and taking any of that stuff, stop immediately. It's doing you more harm than good. Just put the lid on them and throw them in your trash. Please don't throw them down your toilet and put it into the water supply. But get something that's a good quality multivitamin. We sell some on our site. They're GNC has a really good women's and men's daily. And so if you've got access to GNC, that's a good place to get them at a pretty good price. And if you're a senior, they usually have a senior day where you can get them at a discount there. But a good quality multivitamin, extra D, eat good food, mostly fruits and vegetables and not too much. Get some exercise 20 minutes a day or so. Find something you like to do so you can do it with some consistency. Get plenty of sleep, drink filtered water. All those basic lifestyle things, because your body has the ability to heal itself. And when you put the right stuff in there, the right spiritual stuff in there, clean up your, get rid of all your toxic emotions, get in tune with your God, whatever that means to you, and make that real, and make those vibrations heal your body. That's how you detox your system from just about everything.
Great. So are you suggesting that you need more than just vitamin D to get started? You need vitamin D and a multivitamin at the same time?
Yep. Yep, exactly.
Okay. I thought I heard you mention the company Shaklee.
Yeah, Shaklee. Shaklee's a good company. I grew up on that. Shaklee is a multi-level marketing company. So they've had a good reputation for a long time. So I've always liked the Shaklee, but some people are not, they don't like to do MLM. They don't like to do those kinds of supplements. But that's why I suggested something like GNC. I think most people have a GNC in their counter foci.
Okay. If there's other companies out there that are marketing, supplements, how can you find out if their line is also good or?
It's really hard. It's, you know, because there's more than 5,500 supplement companies out there, and they all have different manufacturing processes. They all kind of it's very hard. And because supplements are treated as food. They're food grade supplements. So I would suggest you either work with a healthcare practitioner that can guide you appropriately, somebody that you trust. You can do a little bit of your own research, but to be totally honest, it's very hard. I started on a project. I was actually hired to do a project back 2 years ago, and to start looking at all of these different companies and their manufacturing processes, and it was just absolutely overwhelming. So sometimes it's getting to know your local health food store. If there's a chiropractor or an integrative medicine doctor in your area that you can work with, they generally have investigated the supplements that they recommend. And so that's what I would suggest, trying to find somebody that you can work with, because trying to figure it out on your own is just overwhelming.
So if I mention one company, would that be okay? Ask the question about their line?
Yeah, I tend to not really. Go ahead, and I'll tell you whether I'll answer it or not.
Neutralite by Amway.
I'm not familiar with their products. I'm not familiar with them. I know that Amway bought out Metagenics. Now, I don't know if they relabeled Metagenics into Neutralite. I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to that. But I was familiar with Metagenics, and they have really good products. In fact, we still use some of Metagenics' products in our office. And I know that Amway bought out Metagenics. So if there's Metagenics products there, for sure. I am not familiar with the other ones, so I can't say one way or another.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Doctor. Thanks. Have a great night.
Thanks, Amira. Star 1 raises your hand for our guest speaker, Dr. Shari Tenpenny. She's here for a short time with us.
Yeah. And just as a sort of something new into the answer bin, we all have an inbred detector built in within us to know what's good for us or not. We call it, some of us call it muscle testing, kinesiology, intuition, whatever that is to you. But if you have done muscle testing or have someone do it with you, it's phenomenal, because one product on the shelf might, you know, product, let's say a vitamin, mineral, or a drug, for that matter, you can find out right away if your body says this is good for you or not, or a vaccination. Okay, you don't even have to hold a bottle. You can just say the contents of that vaccination I want to give my child, you know, will it be good for them? And ask the universe. And you get an honest answer once you get good at this. You can ask any question to the universe and get an accurate answer. Now, for example, I was testing some things as our last guest was on, and, you know, you can even get down to what percent value there is in something, from 1 to 100 or 0 to 100. So there's all kinds of ways you can do these pretests, but to start, I would hold just a closed bottle. You don't even have to open it, in your hand at the merchant shop, if you're out in a health shop, vitamin store, and just find out. Is this good for me? Or have somebody with you that does kinesiology, hold your arm out and, you know, tug, or do the finger testing, or any number of ways. So learn how to do that. We've taught this on our Wednesday prosperity calls for those who come on the Freedom Club site, and the tape is out there if you want to listen, or we'll at some future time do it again if you like, and bring up to speed on it. We all have that ability. So there's the intuitive built in. We did come with actually a guidebook when we were born. And it's, you know, it was stapled to our butt. It was infused into our heart. Connection with source. And yeah, exactly. We just have to find it. We've been looking in the wrong places. We've been looking in the wrong spot.
That's good.
So, trust your heart and start to get connect with it. And the thing that blocks us, I find, is we touched on it, and Sherry did in her chatting here, is that emotional stuff that keeps us out of our heart. We're so beat up by life in this crazy 3D world and taught nonsense. They moved us out of our heart, got us in our heads. We don't have a conscience in our head. We don't have a connection with source in our head. That comes from the heart. And the head will create wars and kill people and vaccinate people and justify it and have and sleep at night, because there's no conscience there. The conscience comes from the heart. So when we lower your center of gravity from your head down back into your heart where we were intended to be, we would never poison ourselves, our children, the environment, would we? Of course not. We would say, this is absolutely absurd, and our hearts would tell us, yes, that is true. This is nonsense. And the people who do it are obviously out of their hearts as well. So that's our mission here, is to, yes, clean up the earth, but also educate the people, move them back into their hearts, and they'll say, well, this is absurd. Well, it's last call for questions for Dr. Sherry, and then we're going to get into the grander scope of the one that we'd like to share with all of you here tonight. Any other questions for Dr. Sherry here at Star One?
And Dr. Sherry, I have a question for you. I noticed in the general population that there seems to be an increase in arthritis, all different types. It just runs the gamut. And is that does it have any correlation with vaccines by any chance?
Well, there's a long list of autoimmune diseases that certainly can be kicked off by the vaccines. And so when you're talking about rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory arthritis, I'm not so sure about osteoarthritis. That's more kind of a wear and tear type of thing. But I really think that there's a long list of things that come from the vaccines, the autoimmune diseases and lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and inflammatory bowel diseases and inflammatory neuropathies and all sorts of neurological conditions. So I always think that when somebody's been vaccinated, you just really don't know what the end result outcome is going to be. And so could it be potentially related to that? I think there's always that possibility.
Okay, thank you.
And to follow up a little more, we have solutions on the emotional side, and there's another company, a sister company of ours, BioRenew.com, and we have three products out there that deal with the emotions. Every emotion, that hurtful emotion, negative emotion you could think of, anger, fear, bitterness, sadness, unforgiveness, loneliness, discouragement, strife, shame, blame, rage, the whole gamut. Everyone can be addressed with one of three products, and these are homeopathy. You've heard Dr. Sherry mention them as well. There's three negative roots of emotion. One is anger. We're all familiar with that, and there's many forms of anger. Rage is one, as we mentioned. There's fear. The common one there is anxiety. But, again, there's 14 kinds of those we address. And then there's sorrow or sadness. Depression, some call it, and there's eight types of those. So whichever you're dealing with, and usually there are more than one, but for example, if someone is depressed, I've found there's always behind it an unresolved anger. I've been doing this about 13, 14 years now, and I always find those come together. In other words, the anger comes first, but usually as a child, and it's so overwhelming, and you know, mom or dad are the issue, maybe, and thus, how do you overcome that? You can't. Or this tragedy happens, a death, and you're angry. Well, unresolved anger, because you can't resolve it, eventually it will collapse on itself. We call that sorrow or sadness. Now, they precipitate in different areas of the body. For example, anger will go to the pancreas. We'll call it blood sugar problems or diabetes, perhaps later in life, because it'll create an energy disturbance. It might go to the liver. Okay, different types of anger go to the liver or the kidneys. Okay, gallbladder. Your lower organs generally are anger-related. Okay, if it collapses, we go to sorrow, often to the heart. Now, there's your heart problems. All heart problems have a sorrow emotional root. So in addition to the physical, we have an emotional. Emotion is just an energy, and that energy is somewhere in your body. Well, that's where one of the places we hold it, the heart, on the sorrow. Fear is kind of generalized all over the body and shows up in a lot of different ways. So there's a chart, which you'll find on BioRenew, with 300 different ailments and their associated emotion. So while you're doing your cleanup, so to speak, of yourself, do understand that if you are charged with a negative emotion, and we all have something we're dealing with, I've found, we are literally attracting that toxin to us. Oh, now you understand why the cabal are so adamant of continuing fear, right, and anger and all these negative emotions, getting us all riled up. Because then when they toss their toxins in the air and in our bodies, we literally, like magnets, attract them. A healthy, balanced person, even though you poison them, would dissipate them. Now, there might be exceptions. Obviously, there's tolerances and limits here, but I'm just saying, just understand that we are magnets. We either attract good things or we attract negative things. If we're in a positive place, we repel negative things. They just do not stay in our energy fields. We dissipate them. So don't overlook the emotional aspect. We also clear these on our freedom side, of course, the Freedom Club, those who are associated with it. And we have another opportunity we'll talk to you about here in a moment. But quantum energetics. And in a matter of minutes, you can release any lifelong issue. I don't care how severe it was, even the one you dared never to mention to anybody. Those can be released in moments, permanently, forever. Your body goes, oh, thank you. Your inner child says thank you. And then your body turns into a positive energy and starts to work with all these remedies, all these good nutritions and the homeopathy and all the other good things you do and the good water you drink, and can flush out all of that toxicity. So you need to do both, is where I'm coming from here with my message. There's a little add-on, very important. So don't overlook that. In fact, we did some energy work last night, as some of you were involved with us on that call. On the higher realm, we work there too. We had 7.1 billion of the, what'd you say, Sherry, 7.2 on our planet? We had a pretty good turnout.
on the higher realm,
who joined? And that's a typical call on QE. We had one last night. We invited all humans on planet Earth. I'm sure all of you were there. You don't recall it in this vibration, but your higher vibrations were there, and we did some incredible work. What we've discovered is that just as this group called the One is aligning to perform some very positive things, the larger the group, the more powerful we become. Numbers speak. Well, our higher selves are listening too, and when we align and agree and come together and focus our energy, we can literally, as I was joking, said move mountains, but we'll leave those where they are. Gaia, I think, prefers that. So what we're going to do, what we did, in fact, last night, in fact, we started it on the QE call, was to set three intentions. One was to dissipate all the negative effects of GMO, return them back to their natural state, by intention, from our hearts, to their natural state. We did that with chemtrails, to dissipate any negative effects in bodies, on the earth, water, air, right back to the source of their beginnings. And the third one was fluoride, to dissipate it. Okay? That was the first attempt, three items. We said that's our first trial group. This was just a week ago tonight. 3 days later, we checked with our guides. I said, how did we do? He checked, and he said, 63% has been transmuted in 3 days. Today, when I checked it just minutes ago, I'm up to 70%. Okay. So we said, wow. So what did we do last night? We added about 5 or 6 more to the list. I said, we're good. Humans are powerful beings. So we added to shut down the harp energy, to release all the negative effects of vaccinations. Stop the sonar harming the whales and the dolphins and the merpeople, and the negative effects of smart meters. Clean up the Corexit in the Gulf. Dissipate the oil in the Gulf that is still there. And there was two more. What were those, Joanne? I'm trying to remember. Oh, the Fukushima radiation.
Oh, yeah.
Dissipate it, transmute it back to light and love. We do this with the violet flame of Saint Germain and the unconditional love of Lady Mary. That combination we use, and that is incredibly powerful. And there was one more we had done. And we'll see the results of that here. We'll check it in a few days and see how far along those are. So what I'm saying to you, in addition to this physical world we live in, there's a whole other energetic world that is available to us. That call is on our news page on freedomclubusa.com. If you want to go out to news, you'll see it, Earth News, it's called. And it's a 30-minute call. And then the last thing we did was to bring our intentions to bring financial abundance to the planet, to the RV, to the global reset, and to another source of funding, which many of you are familiar with, called Freedom Club USA, which many are members, some are not. But we have another challenge here for you, and that's what's going to lead us now into our next part. each of you who have come here and been invited here, well, first I'd like to applaud, first of all, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. What an outstanding woman this is, with the courage and tenacity to go against the grain of this entire world and the mindset that's there and create a new paradigm. So first of all, my dear, sincere thank yous and applaud to you, Sherry.
Awesome. Oh, thank you, Tom. That's so sweet of you. Thank you.
And to continue that, so here we're about education at the One Project, Our New Earth. That's foremost in our minds. First, we know have to know what to do. Now we found there are solutions. We heard some from Dr. Sherry. We heard some other suggestions here tonight. But you have a project, whatever that is. Maybe it's to bring free energy or to clean up an oil spill, or maybe it's fluoride or GMOs, whatever, many of the things we've spoken about here. And we're going to be doing that on the three-dimensional plane as well by gathering the forces together, unifying, and then as a blast, we're going to be, sending out letters. We'll have time and coordinate each project, let's say be the vaccinations as we spoke of here. And we'll earmark a date for that, and we're going to pull as many people together on that project that week, let's say, and we're going to blast letters to a whole lot of people voicing your opinion. Now, that's nothing too new. That's been done many times, many ways. But that's only the first step. The second step is we have made a connection with the international common law world courts. Let me give you a minute on that. Common law is something you don't hear much about in your courts today, right up to our Supreme Court. That's statutory law that there's practiced today. In fact, our sovereign government has been replaced by corporations over the years since the Civil War. And since 1933, the common law courts have been replaced with statutory courts, which is pretty much they make it up as they go, which is not at all what our original organic government was intended. Common law is the voice of the people. In a jury of common law, the judge cannot restrict or limit the jury. In fact, he is more under the control of the people. The people and the jury decide if that law is nonsense, doesn't apply. We, as a jury, say nonsense. Period. That's it. The people have the power. That is what our country was founded on. So common law is superior by hundreds of years to statutory law, which is, well, somebody passed the law and therefore, but that's not the people speaking. That's a group of folks run by the cabal, quite frankly, to control you. Our country was founded on we control the government, except for a few things we'll let them do. And those are defined by their contract. Well, this is called the organic constitution, not the one you see today. That's the corporate version. So what we're saying here is common law is powerful. It's the voice of the people. It can override any and all laws, including the corporate constitution as well as the Supreme Court. It is the law of the people. Now, we have access to that court. There have been 10 created in the last year. Last year they were put upon the planet by some good-hearted folks. One is in the U.S., one in Canada, and 8 scattered about around the planet. But all parts of the planet are covered under one of these. We deal primarily with the U.S. one and Canada. We have already done this 500 times, or this associated group has. They know how to do this. They have access. Now, the World Court is about to be, well, our whole country, just a little background again, is about to be flipped over back to our organic constitution and our organic government, okay? And there'll be new voting and so forth. Watch for that in the weeks ahead. But in the meantime, they have an open door to us, okay? We have access. It's a tribunal when they make a decision. In other words, you don't have to go, you don't have to show up and everything of the kind. You provide your evidence, such as Sherry would be providing certain evidence regarding vaccinations as a very authentic expert, okay, with an affidavit. affidavit, for example, a statement of truth. Each project will have various experts to support their area of expertise. We don't need hearsay. We need actual people who have firsthand knowledge and experts in their field, and they will prepare and provide that information. We will bundle that in the way the courts like, and we know how to do that, and send it off to the World Court for their review. They will then notice the defendant, the polluters, and give them an opportunity to respond, typically 30 days. Now, they might come back with nonsense. They might come back with, who are you? They might come back with all kinds of things. It doesn't matter. They might not respond at all. It doesn't matter, because if that's a no response, all the easier. So they'll provide their evidence and support. We'll have ours. So that's why it's important to have strong, powerful, clear evidence, and they will make a decision. It's done by tribunal. And they are good guys, okay, in this world court. These are the folks who are here to be part of the change. That's why these were created, to put an end to the nonsense that happens in these statutory courts that are bribed by big industry and by banks, for example. And if you've been up against the IRS, go to their kangaroo courts, you'll see. They're obviously bribed. And so an end to that, we have a clear pathway here, and we have access to it, and we know how to put together these actions. So what we're saying is we have the muscle to back each of these projects. The third thing we bring, what every project needs, so you've got awareness, meaning letters and education. Two, you need muscle, but you need a third thing. I've never found a project yet that didn't need money. Okay, whatever, however good-hearted you are, you still got to pay the rent, and you still got to buy materials, and you still need to do things that require money, funding. We have an answer there, too. We have yet another failure. We talk about pollution on the planet, and there's all kinds of pollution. We talked about chemtrail pollution, GMO pollution, vaccine pollution. Well, there's also financial pollution. It's a term one of our folks on our team coined, and it was a beautiful term. And it's precisely what it is. And when you understand that that money you borrowed was your own money, and it was a fraud from the beginning to the end from a bank, whether it was a credit card, a mortgage, a student loan, whatever it was, a car loan, they're all done the same way, and they're all done in fraud. And that money was never theirs that they loaned you. It was your own from your birth trust. Well, once you come to terms with that, you'll realize you have access to a huge amount of money. And all the members in your organization have access to that resource of their own. So our proposal now to our group leaders here is, here's the funding. If you choose. It's optional, of course. And as a result, we have put out an offer, or will be, in fact, it's already out there, that each and every one of your members who might contribute or be a party or wish to join themselves in that process can indeed do so. And they will, if we would ask them to, if it's up to them, pledge a certain amount toward your organization. Let's say they had $500,000 coming. Well, perhaps they'd like to pledge 10%. That's $50,000. What we will do as our organization is match that pledge 100%. In other words, $50,000, we'll add $50,000. $100,000 will go to your organization. Now you say, well, wait a minute. They can get $500,000? Yes, that's on one process. They may have a dozen they could do. These are not small numbers. They can be $1 million. They may be $325,000. That's the smallest. As we call it, compensation or retribution, an award, however you want to phrase it, is due you. We use an elegant system, or they do actually, an elegant system that indeed, without challenge, without ruffling feathers, we do this in stealth mode, present these opportunities, acquire an international judgment without their even knowing, and then it goes to the funding cycle, and when the funding happens, these monies will be earmarked for your organization. Now, you can do your own, of course, and each of your members, as they so choose, and they can earmark more than that if they wish, or less. It's up to them, whatever percent, but we'll match up to 10% of their results, and so you can double it up to launch your project. Now, you may have a lot of members that could bring in a lot of resources to bring forth that project to reality. We have a special site that we've set up that's a very simple site just for this purpose, just for groups. They're like yours. It's called the Golden Ray, with a hyphen, goldenray.org. You can go out and visit it, get a quick education. Very quick. It takes maybe 15, 20 minutes tops to go from top to bottom on the front, on the one page. It's very simple. And it'll explain to you how this works. It'll take you right to the point where you could, if you want, submit a process or at least ask your questions that do come up. We've been following this financial pollution, this group has been for 10, almost 10 years now. I think it's 9.5 years. So just as you know your industry and Sherry knows hers, they know theirs inside and out. And it's not necessary you understand every detail of what Sherry said, but you've come to trust her judgment because of her presentation. You can tell she knows her stuff and is well respected. Well, the club I speak of, that group that has this research, is equally qualified to answer your questions. And it is amazing to some folks to realize we've been duped, just like we've been duped with vaccinations. They tell it it's going to do this, and in fact, it does quite the opposite. Same thing with chemtrails. Oh, they're going to stop global warming. What nonsense. It really was, I call it human pesticide is what it is. Among other things, it's poisoning us. Now, you can add your own perception why they do it. That's up to you to determine if you want to explore that. But the fact they are doing it says it must stop. Poisoning us through fluoride in the water, or vaccinations, or chemtrails, or any of the other nasty things that are going on, cell phone pollution, the list goes on and on. There is a group on this world, whether you want to believe it or not, who doesn't like us. They don't like humans. There's just far too many of us there, so they would like many of us gone. Well, how do you do that? How do you control people? Well, you numb their minds and their brains and stupefy them in many ways. They're much easier to control, such as fluoride was used during Hitler's reign to numb the people so they would be resilient, or not non-resilient, rather non-resistant, to what happened to them. So that's why we have fluoride in our waters today. Not in the heavy doses of the Hitler reign, but over time it adds up. So there's many ways and things we're here to do. So let's flip back to the positive side and understand, okay, we're here to do the right thing at the right time and unify ourselves. So you have the project. Okay. Unified, we have the power. We also have the power and the muscle from the world court, and then you can add in the funding as you choose, as much or little as you like. So that is what we are bringing to you, and we would like to coordinate that and help your project come to fruition. You have probably dozens of other organizations out there doing something similar to yourself. And then if you get the backing of everybody to help your project, even if theirs is different, when it's your turn, you'll help them. Just get the voice and the word out to your people. So that's our mission, to be a hub for all of us, bring the muscle, bring the money, and the education that you need And then we will post you, by the way, as an affiliate, no cost. We'd be happy to post you. Just go out to the site, the one site, OurNewEarth.net, and there's an affiliate button there. You'll see it, and sign up. And we'll add you. Put in your website and your primary focus, and we'll list you. Okay, so that others who come to the site can find you and find your site and engage with your mission as they choose. But as a unified group, we want to thank you for your time and to expand with you tonight. We will have larger calls for all of your members to enjoy. Okay, we just have reached out right now to the leaders in the various groups. This call will be taped, so you'll have access to it as well, or your folks, if you want to invite them at a later time to listen. It'll be on the one site, OurNewEarth.net. And I think it's called News and Calls. It's right about the center at the top there, the button, and that'll take you to, you can listen to last week's, or 2 weeks ago call. We do these every 2 weeks. And we might consider doing one during more business hours if that is more appropriate for many of you. We do realize some might do better off in the evening. Some would prefer it during the day, but we'll hear from you, I guess, how you'd like to have future calls, or maybe we can alternate them. But right now I'd like to open it up for any questions that you might have or comments from our guests, and or Joanne, or anyone else like to speak up and offer your commentary. What do you think, Joanne?
Star One raises your hand. I'm so excited about what we're doing and moving forward with Our New Earth. We truly are, Tom, and you say this many times, we truly are the ones we've been waiting for. And it is a great honor to have someone like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny come with us, because she's one of the people out there doing something about it. We can all talk about things that need to be done, but you are a prime example of getting the word out in order to help people overcome what has been done to them. You gave us lots of ways to get back into a healthy position, and also the warning, don't do it. If you haven't done it, if you haven't done it to your kids, don't start, because you don't want them to turn 25 and 50 and have problems down the road. So we have a lot more to undertake, and this is the way we start, by uniting.
Well, let's hear from some of our guests tonight who are here. We are reaching out little by little. In fact, just put a group together on a prior call here. We'll call our VIPs for the One Project, and they are going to be our go-to people answering questions because they will come up. It might be related to the One Project. It might be about Golden Ray. Whatever those questions are when people get involved, or maybe about the World Court. Whatever it would be, or if it, so they have volunteered to be the core group in that operation, and they'll be your go-to people. So you'll have a phone number that's already out on the Golden Ray site, and I don't know yet if it's on the One site, but it's a toll-free number. You or your members can call and say, well, wow, I'd like to participate, or I want to know a little more about this or that, or how can I help, or what can I do, or how do I assist, whatever it would be, by all means. And if they want to do a financial process, we'll be guiding them on that. It's quite simple. We've, let's say, refined it down to a very easy level, and just for you. So this is your site, okay, your special site just for your groups. We're here to honor the work you've been doing. So who would like to either volunteer a question or a comment? Or maybe just tell us a little about, give us a one-liner about the mission of your organization or group. Why are you here? What is your mission on the planet? What's your passion? What is it that revved you up?
Well,
Well, Tom, this is Dr. Sherry. I'll just give an example, then maybe some other people will follow. When I first started doing a lot of this vaccine work, I was standing with a friend of mine who lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I'd gone down there to visit her. This was, summer of 2001 or maybe 2002. And probably summer of 2002. And I was standing in her kitchen and we were talking about all this stuff, and she kind of almost in a snotty tone said to me, "So just exactly what do you expect to happen from all this stuff you're doing?" And I said with as much confidence as I would say now, "I expect this industry to go away. It's going to implode on itself because it's filthy, it's dirty, it's expensive, and it's lies." And she just couldn't even believe that I said that. But I truly believe it. I believe it's my reason that I'm on this planet, why I am still here in spite of all kinds of things that have happened to me, is that I really believe that it is, I got to pick up the flag and lead the parade and join with other people who are leaders and get as many people to follow to get rid of this industry once and for all. And so I hope that other people who are listening can be as either passionate about this or some other issue to and stand up and take a stand. Put your flag in the ground and make it be so.
Well said. Thank you, Sherry. Any others that would like to stick their flag in the ground here and proclaim their mission?
Tell us where your passion is, where your heart is, what you would like to see justice done to. Is it chemtrails? Is it HARP? Is it the fracking that is happening all over the United States and polluting our waterways that we swim in, that we drink from? Tell us where your passion lies. Star 1 raises your hand, puts you into the queue, star 1 on your telephone keypad.
And if you're here as a supporter, if you don't necessarily have a group or of that nature, fine. Let's just hear from our supporters. What is it that drives you? What's your number one passion here? Of all the pollution that goes on the planet, what is your number one or number two passion? Speak up. Just share it with us. Give us a one-liner. Don't make us call on you.
We have given a lot of information out tonight, so they're a little bit shy tonight.
And it's a limited group, we understand. We only invited a few folks, and we're going to be expanding it greatly very soon. And bring some friends. In 2 weeks from now, we do these every 2 weeks, bring your friends to the next call. Let your buddies know, or bring or call out to an environmental group that is friendly with you, or you're friendly with them, and invite them to come and learn, explore the sites, and find out how we can bring your project to fruition and the nonsense, and bring in your positive, whatever it would be. Maybe you've got a cleanup methodology for cleaning up oil out of the ocean. I know there's some technologies out there for that. I know there's others that can remove plastic from the ocean, which I heard about today. It's just horrid how there's an amazing amount of stuff floating out there. And on the list goes. So there's answers for every problem, and we're here to implement them. Well, Joanne, I think we have a quiet group here, so we're not seeing any hands up, but we appreciate you folks, and maybe you're hearing this on a tape call, and we'll get involved with this. We'll be back here on, today's the 22nd, it'd be May the 5th.
Actually, June.
Oops, there you go. June 5th, okay. And also then in the 19th would follow. Watch for the postings on the website. And reach out to your neighbors, your friends, and get involved. This isn't about competing with one another, okay? There is no competition here at all. This is about joining together, because alone, that's how we've been controlled. That's how we got manipulated. We stood quietly, had our head down, and they can always keep one person quiet, but when we all stand up together, we have a powerful, powerful voice. We have now the muscle and the money to back it. So there we have it, folks. There's our program. Once again, big kudos to Dr. Sherry Timpenny for joining us. And you will find her website and information on the one site as well. Just go to affiliates. You'll see her listed. And we'd like to see your name out there as well. We have Dr. Catherine May, who was our guest 2 weeks ago as our speaker, is out there too. And you'll hear her call, if you will, on the call page. So wrap up.
And I do see.
Yes.
I do see a hand up. Hello, your first name.
My name is Nello Ruiz.
Hello. How may we help you?
Well, I was listening to the conference with Tom and you, and I heard a person a little while ago saying, asking a few questions about how we can clean up, you know, the vaccination we got, you know, through our life. And really, I would like to comment that I'm pretty sure we can clean up our body doing, you know, like a quantum energetic, you know, exercise. Doing respiration, deep respiration, even thinking of God and Jesus Christ, and throw, you know, out all that, you know, poison that we got, you know, when we got that awesome vaccination. I mean, through our life. So I just want to comment that. And also I would like to ask you about the World Court. Why the World Court? I mean, we never hear about them before until now that your group, I mean, your Freedom Club, you know, start showing, you know, out to the public. We start hearing, you know, about the World Court. Why until now, today?
Yeah, it's time. If you've been to the battles that many of us have, I have. In fact, so some years ago I got sued when I ran into a financial problem by about 20 different times over a two-year period.
Really?
It was getting kind of almost – it wasn't – I'm looking back, it was because I got to know the sheriff's deputy, his first name, there so often, giving me a suit from another credit card company. I defaulted on about 28 different credit cards I had trying to fund a project that finally collapsed, and long story. But the point is, I started to get smart. I said, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I started learning about this financial pollution. And I said, do banks, you know, really loan me they really owe me this money? And so I found some truth, nuggets of truth, went to court and, you know, got beaten up. Mm-hmm. Went back, tried another coach, got beaten up, and I actually won one case because the other attorney didn't, the prosecuting attorney didn't show up, so by default. But then they took that away from me and reassigned it and came back and defaulted against me again. So I learned the corruption, and I went a little deeper and found out what we share on our Monday calls, that it's not even a court, it's not even a legal judge, and this is a corporate trust that's been settled, and, you know, the whole thing is nonsense. And, in fact, before I got there, it was already decided in the world of Admiralty that the letter 123, they already had a judgment on me before I went to court. So there was no way I was going to win. So how do you beat it? Well, you can't beat them at their own game if you go to back into the courts. They're not going to rule against themselves, are they?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so,
I agree.
So there are some very high, powerful energies on this planet who know also what's going on and are here to help us, and they have formed these authentic common law world courts, and many of these judges actually are folks who had been judges in the statutory world who got fed up with it and said, no, I choose not to perpetuate this lie any longer. I want to do what's right. In other words, they got a conscience, came into their heart. And that is who is in these new world courts. So
nice.
They've had a little shake up too. They, you know, sometimes people got cold feet or whatever the reason, and they, you know, they get expunged. But it's a tribunal, so it takes three of them to make a determination. Two out of three would decide, hopefully it would be unanimous. And we have tested with our guides that they will all be favorable in the cases we have before them for our people, our members. And they will do the same for the environment. However, if you're going to take on the giants of the planet, like the head bankers or the head of Monsanto, or whoever you're going after, you better have some backup. And they too know that. So if they just go ahead and issue a judgment, there we go, a judgment, and don't have the team in place to back it up. And right now we're still kind of salt and pepper. I mean, we got some dark and light in every organization, whether it's military or the DOT or the lost my department here. Anyway, the enforcement teams, and the FBI or whatever it is, they all have a mixture of dark and light, and some are still on the cabal payroll, and some are not, and so you don't know who to trust or who's going to betray you, and that's how they kept themselves in position. Well, as more and more of these are arrested and removed and squeezed out, and when the transition comes, which will be the new governance, all of these folks will be removed of a negative nature, and then it'll be a very rapid thing to go out and put an end to all this nonsense, whether it's in the Navy, the Air Force, or, the private industry, wherever, corporate. Then they will go about fearlessly and arrest these rascals, and they have that authority. So it's much like the American Revolution would have been 200 years ago, but it's going to be bloodless this time. And it only took, I think it was only about 3% of the Americans at the time really engaged in the Revolutionary War. It was a very small percent. But it doesn't take a lot of people to make a big change. So we don't need, the 100% of the folks to do it. At the higher level, yes, then we can do it, and we are doing it in that way. That's giving encouragement and direction. But at the, I'll call it the, where the boots are on the ground here, only a very small percent are awake. It's growing daily, and it's growing, becoming quite large. But that's why we can get a very focused group, and that's what we have here. And it won't take a lot, and we would like to get a few significant players to join us, and we have already with Sherry and Catherine, and more will come. And as they do, we will merge ahead or forge ahead. But numbers speak. Numbers speak. Catherine and her little group, not so little, mustered up 100,000 letters to send to the Navy against the sonar. And they they flat out stopped. Now that was even without the World Court. Now, if they decided quietly to sneakily start up again, well, that's where the court comes, because now you do it, and off to jail you go. So that is the extra muscle, and that was all just volunteers just sending letters. So
yeah, we need that really. The World Court is over here in USA. The World Court is located here in USA.
Yes, it is. You won't find it in the Yellow Pages or on Google. They keep a very low profile by intention. They're the only real court, authentic court now of a common law on the land. So you can imagine if they would get bombarded with millions of cases of people if they publicize themselves. But it's a start, and we have access to that. We have a high, very high connection, and have gotten this in every 500 times. So they've got a little backlog. But to administer is the next step to enforce, and that's coming soon, so we can get our environmental cases in front of them as well, get them resolved, ready to go, and then bam, when the gun fires, the hammer comes down, and that's the end of it, right there. Then
very nice. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the projects, of course, everybody I know has a project or funding need. I've never met anybody yet who's got more than enough money in their project. So that's why the money is so vital. So there's a reason all these things have been together one by one, and now it's starting to make sense. I had no idea, the GSA would would come into being. It just came to me one night in a dream, so to speak. That's how I get a lot of information. One morning, and in 3 days, we had the GSA project. Well, the one came in the same way. 3 days, it was about 3 days, long weekends. It was a tough weekends, but here we had the one out there. And, you know, it takes a while. It'll build momentum. Freedom Club, it took a little longer. That was stretched out, but it had a beginning. But things are going much faster now, you'll notice.
I'm seeing that, actually, yeah. I'm seeing that. The GSA, the new letters, you posted them, the legal notice and the apostolic letter, the notice disclosure. I got all those three, you know, printed it out, and they are very interesting, you know, letters for to have at home. So, the, you know what I'm talking about, right? The GSA letters?
Yeah.
You just post them, so... I invite everybody to get those letters. This information is a real good, information, the legal notice disclosure of fictitious trust, and apostolic letter. So
a lot of folks have no idea what's going on, and we're way ahead of some, but as they start to learn, and for the projects we're talking about here, you don't have to know all these details. If you want to engage with the Freedom Club, the USA,
I'm with you. I'm there already.
That's great. But this call is specifically for our leaders, and will be as it grows, for leaders in the environmental world who don't need to be an expert on the financial world or what's going on. You're welcome to. But
I'm on one too. I'm already subscribed on one and one too also project.
Yeah.
So,
but for those who don't want every little detail, that's why we created the Golden Ray site, and when you go there and explore it, you'll find...
Yes, I heard about that. You say golden, what is the second word? I can understand the second word. Golden...
Ray, like a ray of sunshine.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to look at it.
Yeah, it's golden with a hyphen ray dot, dot org, and that is for our environmental groups. It's for groups, okay? It doesn't... Every bell and whistle that the Freedom Club has, it's streamlined, skinny down to make it easy, quick, get in, get out, and get back to what you're good at. Freedom Club is very embellished and has a lot more things there that people can get lost in and takes a lot more time. So for the groups, we said, let's keep it simple, and we did. And that's why we have created this site for the groups.
Okay, that sounds good.
If you're sending your folks individually there, I wouldn't do that because... you will not get your, if you're an ambassador, you will not get your commissions, of course, in that usual manner unless you're, we're on a previous call, which we had. So anyway, let's stay focused on what this call is about. I know it's hard to not overlap.
No.
But,
and I thank you for taking my call. I just, you know, wanted to let you know that I'm here, you know, listening to the conference. From you, and I'm an ambassador, from Freedom Club, so I'm trying to be, you know, to get involved, you know, with you guys and a few projects, you know, to see how I can help. And again, I thank you, Tom. Thank you for your answer, and you are doing a big mission here, man.
Well, we're all looking forward to our big gathering here, our victory celebration.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night. Bye.
Well, I think we can wrap it up here, guys. Thank you. Again, Sherry and Joanne, what are your wrap-up thoughts for tonight?
Onward and upward, we have a momentum that is grassroots, but we have people that we're aligned with who are more than grassroots, who've been out there doing it, like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, like Catherine May, who have wide networks. So there are many people that we will be aligning with that are powerful forces. So put your alignment together and get started in your direction. Follow your heart. You can never go wrong.
And, Sherry, any last thoughts you'd like to share with us?
No, I think that pretty much just sums it up. I hope that people will just stay strong. The boat might get a little rocky, but, it'll be smooth sailing at the end.
Indeed. Well, thank you all, and especially Dr. Sherry Tenpenny here. And go out to the one site, ourneworth.net, and explore that. Also, you go on to golden-ray.org. Now, that's, again, just for the groups. So if you are here and just bringing an individual in, your pathway would, of course, be to the Freedom site, freedomclubusa.com. Well, thank you so all. Thank you all so much for your endeavors and listening, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. All right, good night.
Good night.
Bye.